For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, this is the news from rural America. Harm reduction tools like seatbelts, helmet laws, and airbags have worked well to cut traffic fatalities. But there's been a reluctance to take the same approach with substance abuse and overdoses, especially in rural areas. Writing for the Daily Yonder, Taylor Sisk says courts have opted for jail time over treatment, but now he's seeing hopeful signs in Tennessee.
Yeah, you tend to see more of the lock them up mentality, but that's not so much the case anymore. They're seeing that they've got to try something else.
Last year, Tennessee lawmakers approved legislation to allow healthcare providers and community groups to distribute naloxone, which can reverse opioid overdoses. Sisk has found that many struggling with addiction suffer from childhood trauma and shame.
It's about naloxone, it's about clean syringes, but it's also about conveying to active drug users that their lives matter.
The Biden administration put $30 million in the American Rescue Plan to support community-based overdose prevention. Could Appalachia become a haven for those fleeing climate change? A new report says the region should plan for it. Anya Slepian explains.
The Invest Appalachia financing platform is urging more research into a possible influx of climate refugees. Report co-author Andrew Crossan says there's some evidence that the worst effects of climate change, including extreme temperatures, have already been a factor for folks moving into the area.
We think that a lot of the trends that are hinted at in the data have probably actually accelerated.
Crossan says one hurdle to accommodating newcomers is a lack of funding for green infrastructure and services.
There's already chronic underinvestment in the downtown, small towns, real estate, housing. We don't want to wait for climate impacts to start before we begin to take action.
I'm Anya Slepian.
Electric cooperatives keep the lights on for 40 million people in rural America. Now there's federal funds to help them go green. Last year's Inflation Reduction Act budgeted $10 billion for USDA loans and grants to help co-ops move to clean energy. Ted Case leads Oregon's Rural Electric Cooperative Association.
Electric co-ops worked with the Biden administration to sort of shape this program, so I think there could be lots of opportunities going forward for electric co-ops.
Just 70 years ago, 9 out of 10 rural homes were without electricity. But the 1936 Rural Electrification Act was a cash cow that ended the need to milk dairy cattle by kerosene lamp. Case anticipates new challenges in the move to renewables.
We're going to need additional ways to streamline the process.
The federal government says co-ops should apply by the end of August. Fireworks are again lighting up the skies as communities celebrate the 4th of July. For the Daily Yonder and Public News Service, I'm Roz Brown. For more rural stories, visit dailyyonder.com.